Hey everyone, welcome to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. Thank you for being here. I'm going to get through the business pretty quick. First of all, if you came out to see us at Iowa, thank you so much. It was awesome. That show blew our minds. It was just a great turnout. All things positive all around for us at that show, so thank you. If you're listening to this in real time, this coming weekend, March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, we will be booth 802. We'll be right next to our boys at Prairie Storm Outfitting from Kansas. Come see us. That group's an absolute riot. I can't talk on this intro, so I'm just going to get through it. So we hope to see you at Wisconsin. We got the custom Wisconsin working class shirt that's coming. Combination Creative helped us out there. Kick-ass guys. And really, they help us do a lot of graphic work and shirt designs. Almost all of our shirts were a collab with Combination Creative. The podcast is brought to you by HHA Sports. In our opinion, the leader in single pin sights. And we have a code for you. WCB15. Save yourself some money at HHASports.com. Podcast is also brought to you by Scent Crusher. Think outside the box. We're not always focused on whitetails right now. This time of year, we're talking turkeys. We're talking house projects. Use that ozone that you have bought or already bought or whatever, or if you need to talk your wife or girlfriend or husband or whatever into buying a Scent Crusher item, use it for some household item stuff, from cloth diapers if you do that to a man cave, getting the sweaty dip and beer smell out of it. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, think outside the box for that. Also, Big Time, we have a code for there, bigtime.com, code WCB2021. And for people who can't supplemental feed in their state, they now offer an entire food plot line from spring to fall plots to their new blend borderline. Check out Big Time, kick-ass stuff, good people. They're making feeding deer cool again, which I don't know if it was ever uncool, but they just put a really cool trendy twist on it. Joe does a great job. Also, Rogue Ridge, e-bikes, and the Grind, turkey calls and decoys. We will be running the e-bikes out there, but we'll be running the decoys with the Grind diaphragm calls for Turkey Palooza this year. Second, fourth season, fifth season. I think if you combine their crew, we'll be out every season in Illinois and some in Iowa, too. And maybe Indiana, actually. Doug might be heading to Indiana. Joe Humphrey's lost a bet. Also, Old Barn Taxidermy, start thinking about your spring birds. If you want to get a mount done on a limb, they're going to be running specials on that. They do killer job. I can't say enough good things about Old Barn because they're good at everything they do. Never question. This is the nice thing about having a good taxidermist. You never question whether or not your taxidermist can do the job. You know, if you're from predators to like mountain lions or bears, especially, you know, that they specialize in bears, whitetails, elk, everything. They can do it all, and they do it very well, really well. Some of the best in the biz. Highly recommended. Old Barn Taxidermy, they're based out of Fort Madison, Iowa, but you can find drop-off locations all over. Just go to their website and check it out. And also Gator Outdoors, outfitting the working class, GatorOutdoors.com, code WCB25. I don't really need to talk about Elite or Slick Trick in this episode. They are partners of ours. Larry Mack on here goes into all those details. But also Victory Archery, which cool enough that Larry is also in the same family with Victory through Respect the Game. They like their RIP TKOs, their Victory Arrows. I'm still on the TKO train for now, but I might be switching to the VAP SSs. I'm not sure yet what I want to do. And Thermoseat coming into turkey season. Thermoseat is like your best friend to keep you warm and dry. They have a code, thermoseat.com, WCTS. And we also have the traditional series, Working Class Bowhunter Edition ones for sale on workingclassbowhunter.com. And they're on sale right now. So snag them up, sit on them during turkey season, or save them up for your tree stand. So, and also Loophole Optics, all running 10x42s, Loophole rangefinders, and we got a couple spotters. We plan on going in detail this summer on the new RX Full Draw 4 rangefinder from Loophole that pretty much predicts the arc of your arrow as you're shooting, so you know you're not going to hit like a tree limb or anything like that. So pretty good stuff. And lastly, no veteran shout out segment on this episode because Doug's not here. I like to do those with the whole crew. But the veteran shout out is brought to you by HHA USA. HHAUSA.org. great organization, helping get veterans back out in the outdoors and enjoying it how they should. And we're glad to help them, and they like to help us. And it's just a good partnership all around being in that HHA family. So HHAUSA.org. And that is the biz. So Iowa Classic episode recorded in the booth, obviously not in the studio. And hope you enjoy this fun convo. Larry Mack kind of gives us the schooling on some of Slick Trick's new broadheads and why he likes the new Elite bows out, what he likes different about them and all that. We break into it. And, you know, we're standing, we were drinking some Lining Kugels during this episode. So hope you enjoy. That's all. Thanks for being here.
I believe Pocahontas.
We're here, Iowa Classic, Larry Mack. What's up?
How you doing?
Good to see you again.
Heck yeah, man. It's been a long time.
When's the last time we recorded? Here?
I think it was...
No, we did a call-in on Bose recently.
Did we?
Maybe
yeah,
not.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Did we?
I think we did.
I think we did.
Okay.
We got
good
drinking,
which
man.
Bose?
Some Elite ones, I think.
Yeah. Elite bows.
Those ones.
Let's dive in. Well, first of all, it's good to see you at a show again, because I didn't think they were going to happen this year.
Yeah, I was
China.
You know. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, China.
China.
Yep, China. No, it's, man, it's great. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I've seen, there's been a bunch of happy people at this show. It's like, man, other people do exist.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, man, and the crowd has been absolutely crazy. Yesterday was just booming.
Yeah, it's been real good. I think people were ready to spend money and have fun and let loose.
Get out and actually talk, be normal, and shake hands and be normal again.
Yeah. Drink some 25-ounce Bush Lights, you know.
There's a lot of tall boys there. It's been a lot. See, right there's a gentleman
The old Silo right there.
Sporting the old tall boy. He needs a koozie.
Yeah, he needs a koozie.
He needs a koozie.
There he goes. And he's gone. He goes. All right.
He doesn't need one anymore.
Glad you made it.
He can't hear out of his left ear.
Yeah. Oops. No, man. Oops. What's up? What's new, man?
It's like I said, trying to beat the method of the madness like everyone else. But Iowa having the, being able to have the show and everybody really being pumped, to show up, because I was a little bit concerned that the crowd was going to be, not so good.
Limited a little bit. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it surprised me.
Yeah.
And Elite did not have a booth here this year. It's just, with everything going on. And
yeah, but there's Elite bows here throughout the show that people are
getting. Yeah, it was pleasant to see. There's a lot of Mark from Archery Field and Sports over there. He's got Elite Sports and Warehouse.
Yeah. They got a pile of them over here.
Yeah. There's been a pile. So the new Encore and the new Remedy. I think you guys have some. Probably the UPS guy or something. I don't know. He may have hijacked y'all's, but
he took a wrong turn somewhere.
But, yeah.
I chose the Remedy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all awesome. I like the platform, the size of everything. That was my route.
Yeah. We'll just go through them real quick.
Yeah.
We'll start with the Remedy. The Remedy, I can tell you, when I first laid my hands on the bow, I was like, how's this going to be different than any of the other bows out there? People actually, and as a hunter, you're like, man, the bow I got, she's fine.
Yeah.
It really feels good. How can you improve on that platform? And then I drew the thing back and I was like,
oh, nice.
Oh,
there it is.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, this is a good. Oh, I told Ryan, actually, I had Ryan with me because I set up his bow first and drew his back. And the first thing I said was like, this is a good one.
Yeah, this is a good one.
You just know. You just know.
And I'm telling you, the Remedy, it's a 34-inch platform, axle-to-axle bow.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Energy 35 guys.
Dude, that bow changed the game.
Yeah. I mean, it was, it really changed the game for Elite
and
the industry as a whole, really. I mean, just the way a bow feels with a smooth draw and solid back wall with a deep dwell zone like that. The Remedy really reminds me a lot of that bow, except even smoother. I do, and I'll go on a limb and say, I think the Remedy, in my opinion, is the smoothest bow that Elite's ever brought to market.
Ever. That's bold.
Yeah.
But it should be, right? It's the newest. You guys are always improving, right?
And it has a set technology, you know. So,
let's break that down, too, because we talked about it on a podcast previously, but I feel like that it gets overlooked a little bit, or people maybe forget from last time. If you're shopping for Elite, that's a pretty big deal. So
and it is a game changer, and you have to experience it to to really appreciate that technology.
Yeah.
Any bow hunter alike has struggled, you know, at some point with getting arrows to fly or tuning your, you know, whether it's paper tuning, broadhead tuning, mm-hmm. Just getting broadheads to fly. And for the bow hunter, I mean, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
They can, I don't care what broadhead you're shooting. Obviously, we shoot slick trick. But,
yep, yep.
But the, but being able to tune your bow with your field, your broadheads with your field points can be any easier.
Well, that's like the big concern, right, when you switch everything out before you go hunting. Mm-hmm. You know, that's number one for bow hunters.
Well, and let's just face it, you know, mechanical broadheads change the broadhead game.
Yeah. So,
and everybody, you know why? A big part of it, because people seem to gravitate towards large cutting diameters, and not that I necessarily agree with that, because I want the arrow hit behind my pin.
Yeah, yeah.
Too, and usually a large cutting diameter broadhead, in my humble opinion, I guess, is it tells me that my arrow slowed down. Too, especially on if the ones that are opening on impact.
More surface area.
Yeah, you know, when you have 2 inches or two and a half inches of entrance, as soon as it hits and it opens up, my arrow's going to slow down.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So
a lot more surface area there.
Yep, exactly. So a lot of people also choose the mechanical sides of it just because they're easy. They fly like a field point, you know, and they can go out there.
There's not a lot of work involved with it on
exactly.
that end.
But what the set does, though, is it allows you to choose, hey, man, I really want to go back to a fixed blade head. Mm-hmm. In the past, I've maybe had trouble with getting them to fly with my setup. And you can make some minor adjustments, and it'll change the way basically those broadheads are going to fly.
You can do it in your yard.
Yeah, you do it right in your yard.
Yep.
What set is SET technology. It's a Elite has a two-piece limb pocket. The back mm-hmm. of the limb pocket will rotate, will pivot.
Yeah.
So, and you have a locking screw, and then on the side of the bow and the riser there, it'll tell you for a left tear or a right tear which way to turn it, and it'll actually pivot that pocket. So you're moving,
right?
You know, you can actually make the arrow react, because when people have those type of issues, in order to fix them, you got to really know what the bow's doing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Or you don't know what to fix.
Yeah, that'd be my problem.
Yeah,
so, you know.
So yeah,
I don't know what to do here.
All you need is an Allen wrench.
Yeah,
and,
really? Okay.
Yep, and doing it. It is.
And the Cure has it now.
Yep,
with
the Cure. Yep, the Cure, the Encore, the Remedy, and the Result platform. They all have the set technology. But
it was cool. I know, like, we can the customer, the consumer can do that all in their yard while they're shooting. When we got our bows, we went to McDaniel's Shooter's Archery.
Yeah.
And Josh had them. I mean, he's a pro, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he had ours, set up, ready to rock, like, tuned through in minutes.
Yeah.
He did all of ours and, I don't know, two or three other people in our crew.
Yep.
Within, an hour. And
oh,
then we did a podcast and bullshitted and shot. And I used that podcast when I shot all the bows.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
That was funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he went through all of them and had them all tuned in, ready to rock, you know. I mean, for us, we could all do it in our yard and figure it out. But for a guy that needs to turn customers and do it right and do it good, I mean, he just
– Well, yeah.
It's awesome.
For
and
sure.
We just went and shot through paper. He's like, I don't know, we don't have to do this, but let's go shoot this through the paper and just – perfect bullet hole first time. He's like, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought. Money.
Yeah,
money.
It's a, it's a game changer, not only for the end consumer, but also the dealer, because the dealer is very, very confident as far as getting a bow set up to where
he
knows 100% that bow's performing the best that it possibly could.
For sure.
You know, with this setup. And,
for sure.
And do it in a timely manner. And the end consumer is just as confident because he's actually seeing,
of course,
that take place.
So, do all the lineup of bows have this on them from Elite now? The top models, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the top models, the Encore, the Cure, the Encore, the Remedy, and then the Result 36 and the Result all have the set technology.
Like the 3D and Target platform type bows and stuff like that, yeah.
For sure. And then, we'll talk about the Encore. I hunted with her Encore this past year, and me and that bow were getting along really, really good. I was shooting it well. For a 6-inch brace height bow, it performs really, really really well. I was surprised on how forgiving the bow was because, nobody's perfect.
Right.
And, you know, I broke off some pretty crappy shots and went down there, and the arrow was right where it needed to be.
Yeah.
But, so I was super impressed with it. And it comes, the Encore is a 33-inch axle bow. So coming off of the Ritual, it was a 33-inch
axle. That's what I'm shooting this year.
Yeah. It was a 33-inch axle bow. But the difference is, it also has a, you know, it comes in at 23 inches to 30 inches, so it has an adjustable mod.
Oh, yeah, that's
And it
a big
comes
deal.
From the factory with what we call the performance mod. The performance mod, it's going to give you a little bit more speed, but it's not super aggressive. Excuse me. You know, it's not a super aggressive cam. It's,
right.
It's, you're going to have that typical elite feel, in solid back wall.
So still got it, drivability in it.
Exactly.
Shootability.
But this is what's Shoot, super, super cool. I did see that.
Nice. Thanks.
I saw that and heard that.
Yeah, nice.
But,
but
the being able to tune the bow is ultimately important. But getting it to perform, you know, the way that you as a shooter really want it to.
Absolutely.
The mod system. We've got the Versa mod, and then you've got this performance mod we just talked about. So the Encore is going to come with the performance mod.
Yeah.
And these mods are interchangeable.
So you can take the Remedy and do the same thing and
rock
you that
can.
Too.
It's going to come from the factory with the standard Versa mod, but you can get performance mod and put on there if you want to get an extra 3 to 5 feet per second.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And it'll also go on the results as well. And if somebody does like a little bit more holding weight,
yeah,
we have a 75% mod. So a lot of states out west, they have a let off restriction.
Yeah.
So that's a really quick fix without having to retune your bow and do.
And a lot of target guys like less let off, right?
Yep, for sure. If they're using handheld releases, you know they want a little bit more holding weight.
Is it reaction time too of the cams with less let off or?
Well, I guess you can look at it like that, but a lot of it too is it's on the back end with a release and getting the release to fire because lot of those target guys will shoot a hinge style release.
Yeah,
and being able to have the release go off when they want it to.
Right.
It's amazing talking to people like Chance and Chance and Darren and Nathan and
all the high end
pros.
Guys.
Yeah, it's like.
All the nerds when it comes to bows.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I like podcasting with those guys and talking to them and interviewing them, but I'm like don't know how to nerd out deep enough
to
get them to talk about certain things,
right.
You know, because I don't even know how to like tap into some of the stuff they know because I'm so out of it.
It took a while to where we could actually communicate, you know, to where because
you guys are going to have to dumb it down a little bit.
I'm really stupid, guys.
Can you speak
so,
English,
some
please?
Of those terms, you know, there's more than four letters in that word.
Yeah.
So I probably don't know what it means.
Wait, hold on a second. I got to look that word up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. Yeah, so, I mean, it's crazy that you're offering everything. So why did you choose the Encore over the Remedy from the Rip?
It was one of those based upon availability. We were going on a hunt and out of Corey where Eric and Doug and those guys went with us a couple of years ago for the show. And
it was a great time.
Yeah, it was a great time, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Wasn't they? Old Dumas Walker.
Yeah, old Dumas Walker. That's when Eric had the chops rocking.
I had the chops rocking.
We're talking he's going to bring the chops back for every hunting season.
He has to.
They're probably good luck for you.
I think they were.
Dude, he was straight up Kentucky headhunter.
I was.
Right there. That drummer.
I think we sang that song about 4 million times that week, didn't we?
At least I did. Yeah, I know you guys are like, dude, you're just walking around singing.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Getting mad at Larry.
Just always singing.
But the Encore, it was just the
one you picked up first.
Yeah. It was the first one that was really available. I seen where some of the other guys had ordered.
Yeah.
And they'd gotten remedies and so I grabbed the Encore and it just, man, we were getting along good. But I do have a Remedy too that it's a hard bow to really put down. Like I said,
yeah.
It's so silky smooth and comfortable bow to shoot.
Yeah, I mean, I like them all too, but I just like that little bigger. I mean, it's not huge, but I always choose a little longer platform if possible.
Yep.
You know, so
well because what it does, it helps the aiming process. You know, your bow settles down because you have a little bit longer platform. You have a lot stable platform. You know, good foundation.
Right. And that's with like brace height. The longer it is, that like the arrow's on the string for less time. Is that essentially why they're more forgiving? Like a longer brace height.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely a.
That's what I've always told people. I might be an idiot. And
no,
that's not true.
No, you're right.
That's just something I just made up.
It sounds good.
Yeah, that did sound good. That's why it kind of shocked me. I looked at you.
You
had two heads.
You were baffled.
I was
impressed.
Baffled.
You.
I was baffled
with words.
But I impressed you with words.
Nice.
Yeah,
for idiots.
Yeah. No, but it's a. When I shoot the Remedy, though, it's just, it is 100%, it is shockingly smooth.
Yeah.
And in order, and you've, people, you know, that have listened to me on the podcast here before, I always said, you know, really it's about being comfortable shooting. If you're comfortable, you're going to shoot better. That's bottom line.
Yeah.
That's it. So there's no sense in it. If you're struggling shooting a 70-pound bow, freaking don't shoot 70
back
pounds.
Back her off.
Don't,
yeah. Right. Don't. I think that ego thing, that was an ego thing, right?
Yeah. Right.
I think that's dying. Well, I mean, so at least maybe it's just our circle.
Yep.
But I'm a 65-pound guy.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's me too.
Because if you get cold in the stand, you can still pull it back with cold muscles. I mean, you're 65. That's
what you know. Yep.
I usually shoot 65. I know you do, Eric. But.
Yep. Doug, you can pull back 65 pounds. You sure you're? Are you sure? You're
I can pull back 800 pounds, bud.
Oh, you can. You can.
So say you get some dude that's an egomaniac and he wants the heaviest limb option through Elite. What can he get?
Just 70 pounds.
70. Yeah, I mean, you don't really need to go more.
Well, that's the thing. Bows are so efficient these days that you really don't. And
do you get requests for heavier poundage?
Yeah, we do. I mean, but the amount of people requesting doesn't really warrant going into a mass production for 90-pound limb.
90-pound remedy limbs.
You know? Yeah. I mean, so.
I need the performance pod.
Yeah, there's a lot of crap can break, you know, when there's a lot of energy in that. That little short span. So
it's like tuning up a race car. Like, what's the old saying? Fast doesn't last. Right. Like, the harder you push it, I mean, it's like, come on, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could say the same thing with, you know, a lot of the high FOC arrows, you know, the weight and stuff. It's like,
yeah.
I want my good bow to go 350 feet per second because that's what it's advertised. Well, you're 26 inches. You have a 26 inch draw and you're shooting a, you know, 490 grain arrow.
Because it's IBO, so, which would be like the biggest draw and like the heaviest poundage with like the lightest arrow. Is that pretty much how they get that number? Or is that political?
I mean, here's the thing. I don't get into all that crap, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I just use what works for me.
Yeah.
And because I feel like the faster my arrow's going, I'm going to miss faster.
Yeah.
You know, that's literally, I'm just going to miss faster.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
I want what truly works to me, you know, predominantly with deer hunt, we do go out west and elk hunt and done some hunts like Argentina and stuff for stag. And I've used the same arrow setup around that same weight, which is right around, you know, anywhere from 480 to 500 grains. And what happens is I've just had great success with it.
Why change it?
Yeah, why change it? You know, whether you're using a cut-on-contact broadhead or a mechanical, you know,
don't
that
fix it
combination,
if it ain't broke, you know.
That combination's worked for me, no matter what we've been hunting on the show. So I try to keep my arrow length and everything about the same.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing, going back to the bows, is with that mod system, that adjustable mod system, it adjusts in quarter-inch increments.
Oh, really?
So that allows you to really hone in your draw length and everything, so you are 100% comfortable. Because there is you know, a lot of people shoot a bow long and they don't even realize it.
Yeah.
But being able to make those quarter inch adjustments is a game changer.
Because what were they before, like half inch?
Yep, half inch. And that's what most
and a half inch can make a big difference too.
Yeah, for sure. As far as being comfortable and
yep.
And because part of being a successful bow hunter or shooter pertains to archery equipment is it's being repeatable. You have to do the same thing over and over again every single time. You have to anchor in the same spot. Everything's got to be the same every shot.
Yeah.
And we're all human. Mm-hmm. A lot of times that don't happen.
Yeah,
so
unfortunately.
So sometimes you have to have equipment that can help fix your flaws, and that's what these bows can do. I mean,
for sure.
Literally.
I love it. I think the result, I think Doug's shooting. He's going to shoot a result.
Heck yeah, man.
Result 36.
Dude, that is a shooter too.
It's a big unit, man.
Taller
that's
than I am.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah, if I had more time, dude, I would definitely have a Result 36 probably rigged up to go shoot some 3Ds with.
And yeah.
I come up to that shoot, I might come up
spank
with
us all.
Oh, no, I'm not going to spank you. Y'all probably spank me, but.
I don't know about that.
But we're going to have a dang good time.
Oh, it's going to be a riot.
That's a fact.
You know?
It's going to be a riot. Hey, let's talk. I don't want to forget about this. I want to talk. So, fresh partnership with Slick Trick.
Yep.
I want to talk about some of the new heads.
Oh, yeah.
So we brought them up a couple episodes ago, but we're idiots.
Yeah, so but you're idiots.
Yeah, so, if we can get into that now.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's roll, man. Yeah. I've been passionate about the Slick Trick heads for a long time. I've shot them for a super long time. It's just a foolproof. Their fixed blood designs are foolproof.
Yeah.
And sharp. They're probably the sharpest heads out there, went from the Viper Trick to the Standard and Magnum, even the Grizz Trick. But this year, we kind of expanded that line with the first three blade fixed fixed head that we've ever produced. And, and it's a solid, made out of a solid piece of steel. It's called the SS3 stainless. And it is one mean, mean little head. It flies super, super good. I mean, I've shot it through different bows, different arrow setups, really trying to get it to fly like crap, and it wouldn't. So it flew really, really well, and it's virtually indestructible.
Good.
I mean, it's made, you know, to last. It's built to last. I mean, you'll be able to flatten it on a flat stone or resharpen it on a flat stone and just put an edge on it. But like most heads of that solid construction, they are a little bit different. You're going to feel, you know, it's not going to feel like so razor sharp that, that you're going to, it's sneaky sharp is what I like to call it.
Okay.
And cut on contact, I mean, like I said.
You get like the reliability of a head like that.
Exactly. And so we were able to do some testing with that, and it really exceeded all of our expectations. But I was able to shoot some animals with the new assailant.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to Mexico with the small town hunting guys, and we
got to get them guys on. That's been I talked with them for a bit, but we always talk. Well, we got to get them guys on the podcast.
We need to figure out a way to video.
We'll lock
podcast
it. Oh, okay, yeah. We'll have to get them all together. We can do something wild.
That'll be fun. that'll be a fun.
That'll be fun.
Them old boys, Mississippi boys.
Yeah,
but we went to like I said, we went to Mexico on a management hunt, and I told him, hey, we have these new heads. We're going to bring down. And, of course, Chris is like, man, well, what are they? Hey, Mac, what are they? And I'm like, I got to show them to you, man, because these things, they look wicked. So if you can imagine a Viper Trick style ferrule.
Yep.
With the Viper Trick bleeder blade.
Yep. I'm following
and
you.
And then, so it's with a 1¾-inch deployable tube blade. So it's still a four-blade design because it's got a – it's a hybrid style head, but it's different because what happens is that 7/8 bleeder, regardless, it's gonna cut, and it's actually relieving that 1¾ as the blade's deployed. They just don't want to stop. It's amazing the heads performed. I mean, just crazy good, and they flew great. We were blowing through deer. I think Keith shot. I mean, there was one set. I don't even know how many javelinas he shot. I was like, he's like.
In one set?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, yep. Hey, them. I'm a winner. I'm going to vote for them heads.
I'm going to vote for them.
He's like,
pass.
Yeah. He's like, they pass. Yeah. And, you know, mechanicals historically are one and done heads, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people like to reuse them and really want replaceable blades. Understand? I mean, yeah,
I get that, but
it costs money. But here's the thing: if because we literally have people will send pictures of their dead animals and be like, man, I love the heads; they fly great. And you know, here's my dead animal right here, but my blade bent. Can you send me another one? It's like, well, didn't the head do its job? You're sitting,
zip through and hit a rock, and then
you're smiling from ear to ear, holding up this 170-inch deer. You know, it's like, so. I was like, yeah, it works.
That's weird to me because then, you know, okay, they bend like, I don't know, say that, so they hit a rock out of pasture or something.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Bend the body of it, then they want replaceable blades. Then the blades can't open how they're supposed to, and then next thing you know, they're like, effing broadheads, you know what I mean? And
yeah, it's always the broadhead's fault.
Right.
And the thing is when you're replacing heads on mechanicals, and I've seen this, and I've done it myself, you know, with testing other other heads, is replacing the blades out there. If I over torque that screw or whatever, and that blade, you know, especially on the slip, you know, any type of rear deploy head where you can replace them, I've actually done it wrong. I've done it wrong to the point to where,
like, it's too tight. And the blade doesn't open how it should.
It was my fault. I replaced the blades, and the broadhead didn't perform because of my error, not because of a design or anything.
Yeah, the manufacturer didn't do something.
Yeah, so it's just, you know. With the Raptor Trick, I mean, you guys are familiar with the Raptor Tricks. And,
yeah, kill a lot of critters with Raptor Tricks.
They're a great head. This is a great compliment to that head with a little bit of Viper Trick, Trick twist.
I'm all in on that because I shot the Viper Trick and loved them. Man, just whipped through everything like butter. But that's what's cool, like partnering with Slick Trick is we've already been shooting
yeah.
Slick Trick. We already – and then broadheads are like that controversial thing where you don't really want to jump to another brand that you don't know, and then, like, it's just there's that unknown risk. I like the confidence of knowing that heads work for me.
Right.
And I think that's why they're such a controversial topic or debate on social media. Some guys like Rage. Some guys like this. Some guys like Slick Trick or whatever.
Right.
Name whatever brand. They're really opinionated about what they're shooting.
Yep,
so,
absolutely. You know, the thing is, too, I'll tell you a quick story, too, with Jeff and David Lindsay.
Yeah.
You know, they shoot Slick Trick as well. And they asked me, man, what do you, you know, tell me what makes them go, what makes them work. And they were coming off of another broadhead company. And,
yeah.
And, you know, so they were really, you know, interested to know, you know, what made them go. So they called and kind of did the research on, called Cody from small town and was asking Cody, what
quizzing,
do you think?
Quizzing all the buddies, yeah.
And so I sent them some, I let him take some Raptor tricks with him from the ATA show last year. And he calls me up after he gets done. He's like, dude, we are in. He's like, we are in. And then he's like, well, I'm going to shoot those fixed blades, you know, some of those fixed blades. Which one do you want? I said, man, you can really shoot any of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was just blown away by them. And so when I was walking by their booth over there today, he was like, assailant. They were like, assailant, assailant. What's that solid one, the SS3?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, yeah, well, if you've been in these stores lately, you know that some of the pegs and stuff have been bare because of supply chain issues, all that stuff. But I can tell you, we're, you know, at the Outdoor Group, they're moving things along pretty good.
Good.
So they will be hanging on the pegs here really, really soon, and people will be able to use them on turkeys and get out there. But I was pumped up about those heads, man. I'm a broadhead nut. And
I'm excited for those, man, because you get, like, the confidence of every, I guess, really every angle of a broadhead.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
So that's probably what I'll try and shoot. I don't know. I like them all. Like, going back, I'm committed to the Raptor tricks now.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny. We talk about small town. Keith, we get down there to Mexico, and he's like, he gets his quiver out. I look in his quiver. I was like, what in the hell does he got going on in there? You know? I was like, dude, he had literally had one of, like, every model. He's like, dude, they all fly the same. What the hell is different?
Pick a different one every hunt.
Yeah, he's like, any
mini money mo.
He's like, you can't shoot past 30 yards here. I mean, crap, they all fly like laser beams.
Kind of fun to see the difference. I mean, if you can shoot more than one in one sit.
Yeah, and that's a great place also to test heads, not only because it's like rock and dirt and everything. So blood trails are going to be tough to find.
Right.
When we pulled up there, the first deer with that assailant, Clay Young, because we were hunting with Mexico Outfitters Unlimited, and he comes pulling up, and he's like, oh, my. He goes, dude, I could see the blood trail from behind the windshield. You know, he comes pulling up, and he gets out. He's like, is that new one? He's like, oh, my. He goes, I'm 100% in on that, because it was – and, dude, every single deer,
you bring that
crazy.
Up, Slick Trick, you guys just shared the video. Our buddy Mark Reif shot – was it last year or the year before?
The year before.
So he hunts near a county like service road.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think it's like some sort of service road for something that kind of runs right next to his property. He shoots his buck. I think was shooting Slick Trick or Raptor Tricks.
Raptor Tricks, yeah.
And we always mess up the names of all the different broadheads. We're like, so we're starting to give up on it. We got to do better.
Yeah.
I just say, oh, yeah, shooting those Slick Tricks, but I wanted to talk about the model. Everything's like trick something. I got to get him straight. But it ran out on the road, you know, white gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's videoing. And you can see this on Slick Trick's Instagram, so everybody listening.
Yeah.
And he's videoing, he's walking, he's like, holy shit. Through. And it's just blood trail right over the gravel, down the county road, and his buck died right there in the ditch on his side of the property.
Yeah,
well,
that's awesome.
He was sitting there taking care of it, you know, and some guys pulled up, and we're driving on the road, and we're, like, following the blood trail. Like, we figured somebody got one, god dang. There's blood all over on the gravel. Yeah. So I'm like... It's pretty awesome. I mean, it's great awesome when you're thinking gravel, but, I mean, it was insane.
Looked like someone took a 5-gallon bucket of red paint and just went down the gravel road and just dumped it everywhere.
If you didn't know any different, like, if you weren't a hunter and, like, blood trails didn't cross your mind, you'd think someone got stabbed.
Oh, yeah.
Was, like, trying to
walking down the road.
Yeah, having a hard time. But, No, I'm excited for that head. Yeah. You're going to shoot that one this year, you think?
Yeah, I probably will. I mean, it's hard to get away from the Raptor. That Raptor trick, it's dirty.
Do you
yeah.
shoot those for, like, elk and stuff, or do you always go fixed?
You know, I usually, me personally, I go fixed. I mean, I would shoot this SS3, or I'm very, very partial to the Viper trick. And yeah. as you know,
yeah,
love them. It's just the Viper trick is just the blade angle. Everything about that head is just so
flies great. It's sturdy.
Exactly. And, I mean, it's the broadhead that don't want to stop.
Yeah, right. I agree with that. I set them up for my first elk hunt and hunted whitetails with them when I got home and just tore everything up with them.
Yeah.
And like, everything I shot didn't go past 40 yards.
Yeah.
You know?
But
shot placement, but, man, like, the confidence. That my buck, I hit him. He was quartering away a little bit, hit him far back, and you just hear that diaphragm pop. And he go in and pile up, and you're like, God dang, I'm on fire. You just feel good. You're like, I'm on fire.
So you just ran over a nail.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Deflating them left and right there, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Awesome. The quarter way, you go right through the grass patch and right out
there. There you go.
Right through the grass patch and out behind the shoulder, man, you catch it all. It's like, yep, they needed all that, but you just took it from them.
It's excessive, man.
Didn't need it, but you got it.
It is a little excessive, but
Why not?
Right?
If you're going to have a head, I want to whip through everything.
Exactly.
But don't miss. If you're practicing with them, don't miss. If you're shooting in your garage, it's going to tear everything up.
You know
go through your Snap-on box, straight hit the wall.
There you go.
Ruin all your Harbor Freight tools because you blew all your money on your Snap-on box. You know what I mean?
I think the first year we had the Raptors, that was the year we went to Nebraska, wasn't it? You guys came out to Nebraska.
That's the first year that head came out.
I think so. I believe
we were using
Raptor
tricks. Yeah,
yeah.
You guys, we were using them on that trip.
Yeah. I think that was the first year. I was just thinking.
I think it was the year before that.
No, because we shot them the year. I shot them the year before that. We've been shooting.
Was
before.
It 17?
17? 17? Maybe 17 or 18? Yeah, I think
we went. We went to Nebraska in 18.
Yeah. Well, there was.
I think I've been shooting those heads for 4 years.
Really.
I think.
I'll tell you right now. And the thing, too, with the Raptor trick, we'll talk about it real quick, because people that aren't familiar with that particular head, it's just a simple design, but the design is flawless.
It's tried and true.
Yes. If you take a screw and just try to screw it in a 2x4, and it's a pain in the butt, you know, it's a lot of, if you drill a pilot hole, that screw sucks right into the wood. Well, that's kind of the approach with the Raptor trick ferrule.
Yeah.
You have the tip of the ferrule is going to be a little bit bigger around than the actual neck of the ferrule going down to the arrow. So with it being a little bit bigger around, a little bit bigger diameter, it's going to go in and relieve everything in behind.
Like bores the hole for the rest of the body of the head.
Yeah, for the best body of the head. And then it's in the cavity before the blades deploy. So a lot of people are like, I don't know if I'm going to like them because of a small entrance hole. Well, guess what? You're most likely going to get an exit hole. So, that's the one they're going to be bleeding out of.
Yeah.
Majority, you know.
Well, my buck I shot this year, he was quartering away a little bit. I buried offside shoulder with that same head. And right away, I like when you bury it because you know you're in the goods.
Oh, yeah.
So he's cutting around. I can see my lot of knock fall out of him, like 3-4 inches of arrow fall out. But I could see the blood coming out of him on entry before he even made it 30 yards into the timber. So.
Yeah.
To me, I wouldn't worry about that at all with that head. My experience is.
Yeah,
so.
No, it has been foolproof. But here's, the little details with that head. The Raptor trick, it's single bevel. It's a single bevel. The blades are single bevel offset. That means one side, the bevel is going to be on one side. On the other side, it's going to be on the opposite side.
Yeah.
So with that, that's going to induce rotation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to spin, and it absolutely just it literally crushes them.
Yeah, I'm happy with them, man. I'm going to have a hard time putting them down. But that new head, I'm excited to try that.
I'm excited about the assailant.
It's the blades are a little beefier on it, and we actually shot multiple animals with the same head.
Really,
That's awesome.
So it was. We've been super super pumped up about that, and can't wait for people to start running through some animals because.
Even the Raptor trick for turkeys is an awesome, body shot head. Tear them up.
Yeah. That's what I shot my first turkey with.
You probably put your fist in the hole, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn near cut the damn bird in half.
Just breast it out for you.
Right?
Right there. Breast them out for you. Right there. Wham.
Yep. That one worked.
It's all good. Well, man, we'll have to do a follow-up podcast. Get it
for sure.
Deep dive into Respect the Game and what's going on there. So this will just be an excuse to get you guys up to the studio.
Absolutely, man. We're definitely going to plan to do that with everything that's going on last year. I know we talked about it, but
there's big plans coming up there for both of us. So.
Well, I'll see if I can't get Darren or somebody to tag along up there
fun.
And make a video of that.
That would be fun.
We haven't had him on in a hot
while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We love that guy. We got to do that. Do a deep dive where we can just bullshit. Yeah, no time limit. There's no show going on. We can just
deep dive,
talk about everything.
Real stuff, yeah.
Target archery to Respect the Game hunting and upcoming stuff and behind the scenes and cut up. So. Well, anything people should know before we cut out?
Man, I'm just, if you haven't shot the Remedy or Encore.
By the way, sorry, I'm cutting you off after I lead you on there. We got some big stuff to announce probably on that next podcast, the timing of it.
Yeah.
With each other. Yep. We got a lot going on.
Yep,
so.
For sure. Absolutely. And like I said, we're super excited about all that. Y'all find out about that soon enough.
Yeah. yeah. It's coming down
You'll
the line.
You'll find out when you find
it's
out.
Coming right. down coming down
you'll
the
line. So sorry. Yeah, where can people find everything or
elitearchery.com obviously we're with the or slicktrick.net but shootability challenge I'll just touch on that real quick before we get off here really what that is just go shoot the bows if you're in the market for a new bow we're not saying hey go buy an elite what we're saying is let elite be part of that conversation
give it a chance
buy a bow that's comfortable to you the bow manufacturers they all make great bows mm-hmm. There's some great bows out there but let Elite be part of that conversation. Go take the shootability challenge, shoot the Encore, the Remedy, and see if it works for you. Because I think that conversation is going to lengthen once you shoot that.
For sure, man. I agree. And what else do you want to hear from somebody that's with a bow company? That's honest as you can get.
Yeah, like,
just try it.
Yeah, just go try it.
Yeah,
just go try it.
Definitely, man. Well, people are jumping on the Elite train, man, and they're staying on it. So
we're thankful for all the Elite customers, and we just want to. Happy bow hunters, happy shooters, and, make archery great again.
Right. Absolutely.
I like it.
Cool,
man. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Man, thanks for having me on. It's been great here at the Iowa Deer Classic, and we're going to have to set a date. We'll come up to Illinois.
We'll do that. See, we do this follow-up. Let's get together. Let's do it. And then, a year goes by. But no, we're making phone calls within 2 week lead of the show.
Right.
Hey, remember that? I know you're busy. Let's make a date right now.
Yeah.
So
there we go.
That's what we'll have to do. Locked it in right away.
Well,
Doug's the businessman. He's the guy.
Make the calls.
I can tell. Look at him. He's standing over there like a bodyguard.
Just doing this.
I'll check our schedule.
He's like, what do we got going on?
See if I can fit you in.
Yeah.
See if I can pencil you in.
I can check my calendar.
I can squeak you in.
Yeah, I can squeak you in. Yeah, for sure.
Maybe.
What the hell? All right. You know what to do? Go shoot your bow. We love you.